Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we continue looking at The Christian American and media. We looked at television, we looked at radio, and today we'll be looking at the good, the bad, and the ugly of the internet. We'll begin by looking at the good side of the internet. The internet provides a lot of opportunities to reach out to the lost and to encourage the brethren throughout the world. This program is a good example of that. Other works, such as the Gospel Radio Network, a similar work to Ulaga Radio, also the Online Academy of Biblical Studies and Online Bible School, are works that make use of the internet for good. Facebook, Twitter, and other applications allow sound works to get the word out quickly and easily. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2 says, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. The internet aids in accomplishing this goal. It helps us in reaching out to the lost. It also makes it easy to teach those around the world without them having to leave their homes. It also makes it easy for us to teach and interact with those who are unable to get out or cannot afford to go to a preaching school. And so the internet has definitely a positive side, which can be good for the Christian and also can be a benefit to the local church and to the Lord's church in general. But now let's look at the bad side of the internet. The internet also provides opportunities for us to be discouraged because of the wicked ideas that can be found on websites such as blogs, Facebook, and Twitter. Applications such as Snapchat can be used for good, but also can be problematic, especially for those posting photos that should not be posted or even exist. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33 says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Applications such as Facebook and Twitter and on make it easy for us to interact with our friends and families, but also makes it easy for us to have our good habits corrupted by those who maybe we should not have contact with. Well, let's look at the ugly side of the internet. Yes, there's a bad, but there also is an ugly side. With the good side of the internet, one must be on guard against the ugly, dangerous side of such a utility. Facebook makes it easy for anyone to contact you, including those you would like to avoid and those you should avoid. Too many have had affairs and similar sinful interactions, which are all too easy with such applications like Facebook and Twitter and other applications of similar nature. The internet also has the ugly side of pornography that corrupts the heart, warps the mind, and darkens the soul of anyone who views it. The Christian American must be on guard when on the internet. However, when done correctly and righteously, this utility can be a tool for good. We look at 1 Peter 5, verse 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so we see the internet has a good side, the bad side, and yes, the ugly side. But as we think about the Christian and media, we must not allow ourselves to be pulled into the trap of the bad or the ugly side of the internet, but to use it for good and to use it for the best of our abilities to help us grow in faith and knowledge in the Word of God, which is one of the purposes of Ulaga Radio. And so let's remember these things as we surf the internet.